Hey, this is John Lee Dumas from EO Fire, and you're listening to Elective Rotation with Pharmacy Joe. You must be prepared to ignite.
What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for listening to the Elective Rotation, a critical care pharmacy podcast. This is episode 59. In this episode, I'll discuss an article about vasopressors and pressure ulcers in critical care, answer the drug information question, how long should I hold etanercept before surgery, and share a resource I use to obtain pictures of the chemical structures of medications. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode59. If you know someone who would find this podcast helpful, please share it with them. The Pharmacy Nation Slack group is a free community with other pharmacists from around the world collaborating with each other using real-time messaging to help better care for patients. I invite you to join me and the many other Pharmacy Nation members there. You can sign up at pharmacynation.org. The article I'll be discussing in this episode is titled Vasopressors and Development of Pressure Ulcers in Adult Critical Care Patients. The lead author is Jill Cox, and this article was published in the American Journal of Critical Care in November 2015. Vasopressors provide life-saving support for many critically ill patients. Given their vasoconstrictive effects, it would seem they would also play a role in the development of pressure ulcers. The purpose of this study was to examine associations between type, dose and duration of vasopressors, norepinephrine, epinephrine, vasopressin, phenylephrine, and dopamine, and the development of pressure ulcers in critically ill medical, surgical, and cardiothoracic patients. A secondary goal was to examine predictors of the development of pressure ulcers in these patients. The study was a retrospective sample of 306 medical, surgical, and cardiothoracic patients who received vasopressors in 2012 in Inglewood Hospital and Medical Center in New Jersey. Norepinephrine and vasopressin were found to be significantly associated with the development of pressure ulcers. When multivariate analysis was applied, variables that were significant predictors of the development of pressure ulcers were cardiac arrest, mechanical ventilation longer than 72 hours, hours of mean arterial pressure less than 60 millimeters of mercury while receiving vasopressors, administration of vasopressin, and cardiac diagnosis at the time of ICU admission. The authors concluded that the addition of vasopressin administered concomitantly with a first-line agent, often norepinephrine, may represent the point at which the risk for pressure ulcers escalates and may be an early warning to heighten strategies to prevent pressure ulcers. Conversely, because vasopressors cannot be terminated to avert the development of pressure ulcers, these findings may add to the body of knowledge on factors that potentially contribute to the development of unavoidable pressure ulcers. The Institute for Healthcare Improvement, National Quality Forum, and Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services have proclaimed that pressure ulcers are never events. While most pressure ulcers are avoidable, studies like these support the growing idea that some pressure ulcers in critically ill patients are, in fact, unavoidable. The drug information question for this episode is, how long should I hold etanercept before surgery? And the answer I gave was 1 week. Biologic therapies such as etanercept are associated with an increased risk in the development of infection. There is no data from randomized trials that can guide the decision of how long to hold these agents prior to surgery, or even whether to hold them at all. Current recommendations, which I do have linked in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode59, are to withhold these types of medications for 1 to 4 weeks prior to surgery, depending on their half-life. I know I've talked about the resource LactMed on the show before, but something I recently noticed about LactMed is that each medication monograph has a picture of the medication's chemical structure. This image is in the public domain, and it may be copied freely with attribution. Occasionally, I'll look at the structure of a medication to guess cross-allergenicity or even cross-reactivity with laboratory testing. Using a source like LactMed for this is more reliable than an alternative such as Wikipedia. Listeners can support the show when they shop using my link to Amazon. It will cost you no extra money, and I will receive a small commission from Amazon. Just use my link, pharmacyjoe.com/shop, to take you to Amazon each time you shop. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.